Gray, Leo, University of Missouri.
Okay, so there are some things that you can coach and there's some things that are just natural. Is your explosive first step natural or have you worked on that?
I think I've worked on it a lot, just strength training and just keying the ball and just trying to just play fast all the time. I think that's something that I was just able to develop and, you know, my coaches have, of course, you know, stayed on me about it. I think it just worked out in my favor.
The term that I've read and heard about you is you play like a wild dog. Where does that hunger come from?
I think it just comes from me. I think my whole life I've kind of been an underdog. And it's kind of just bred a mentality in me that, you know, I just want to continue to just prove people wrong.
So you play with a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, always. I always play with a chip on my shoulder, and I just kind of play with a lot of fire and a lot of passion. I feel personally, you know, at the end of the day, if I got to play against somebody for 60 minutes, they're going to get the best out of me, regardless of the situation.
What do you know about the system that they run here in Jacksonville with the Leo? Do you see yourself as a perfect Leo?
Definitely. I know that the Leo position, of course, has a lot of emphasis on rushing the passer, but also has a job in the run game and coverage. And I think I've developed in each one of those phases and have shown that I can do exactly what the Leo job requires, as well as being very aggressive and attacking the quarterback.
Gus likes guys who will admit their weaknesses. And I'm sure you've heard that, because that means they know what they have to do to get better.
Right.
So despite the wild dog and all the sacks and all the success, what do you think you have to do better to maximize your potential at the next level?
Definitely finding something to get better at every day. And for me, one question was that I had for myself was in the run game. And that was just, you know, using my hands and, of course, building the weight behind me, because I was a little bit lighter my junior year in the SEC. So getting up to a adamant weight to be able to play against a run game, so like 250, you know, that's how much I weigh now. And just continuing to improve with my hands and my aggressiveness, you know, just developing as a player. And that's one of the first things that I plan on working on and, you know, just whatever else my coach asks of me.
Are you tired of hearing people talk about your size? I say that respectfully because you're bigger than all of us in this room. But people look and they say, okay, well, 250 against 330, mm-hmm. How does that work? How does a 250-pound Leo play against the run effectively? What do you have to do?
First off, I think it's your mentality. In your head, you can't think that you're 250 and I'm going against someone 300 pounds. In my mind, as soon as I step on the field, I'm the most dominant player out there, regardless of weight or size. And it's your job to impose that on whoever you play. So when I step out there and I'm playing against guys, I don't care how big you are or what you think about my weight. You know, I've been able to learn how to use my strength and my body to my advantage and my speed. So I'm just going to continue to use my tools and just attack guys.
So what are you selling when you sit down with a coach? What is it that you're telling them as you get ready for this draft?
When I sit down with a coach and I'm talking about myself as a player, I be sure to let coaches know that, you know, I'm a guy that's going to come in and work regardless, every day as hard as I can. And I'm going to give you 100% everything that I got, every down, every game. I mean, in the weight room, I'm that guy. And I'm also a guy that has a lot of talent and has always played with a chip on his shoulder to prove to people that you can't tell me there's nothing I can't do. There's nobody that's too big or any obstacle that's too big for me. I'm going to keep coming.